In 2021, we reported that claims had been made for the discovery of significant amounts of phosphine in the atmosphere of Venus. If true, this indicated that life may exist, perhaps in the cool upper reaches of the torrid atmosphere of this cloud-enshrouded planet. Now, doubt has been cast on that finding.
In an article titled, If There Is Phosphine on Venus, There Isn't Much, science writer Morgan Rainberg wrote in the journal Geophysical Research Letters a summary of a paper published in that journal. New observations of the Venusian atmosphere collected from the SOFIA Airborne Observatory showed no sign of the potential biosignature gas, casting additional doubt on a previous report of its detection. In the absence of direct observations of extraterrestrial life, scientists often focus on searching for biosignatures, chemical byproducts of life, that can be detected with remote sensing. Although Mars has received the most attention in this regard, other solar system worlds with atmospheres also have been investigated. In 2021, planetary astronomers reported a detection of phosphine gas in the atmosphere of Venus using ground-based radio observations. The concentration of the gas was initially reported to be 20 parts per billion but was later revised to 7 or fewer parts per billion on the basis of improved calibration and analysis of the data. On Earth, phosphine can be associated with biological processes, and researchers are studying whether the gas may be used as a sign of life on other planets. The purported phosphine detection has been met with skepticism because of difficulties with the data calibration and analysis of the ground-based observational data. Follow-up attempts to detect phosphine in Venus's atmosphere using other ground and space-based telescopes also have produced no definitive detection. The new measurements by Cordener et al. Contribute another set of measurements from a unique observational platform, the Stratospheric Observatory for Infrared Astronomy, known by its acronym, SOFIA. The SOFIA aircraft flies at a height of 13 kilometers, which is above the majority of Earth's atmosphere, greatly reducing contamination of the phosphine signal from terrestrial sources. The researchers used SOFIA's German receiver for astronomy at terahertz frequencies instrument, which has very high spectral resolution, to collect far-infrared spectroscopic data from 75 to 110 kilometers above Venus's surface, which is very close to the altitude range measured by the earlier study. Data collected by GRAIT during three observing flights revealed no clear evidence of phosphine, the researchers report. If any phosphine is present in Venus's atmosphere, and assuming the abundance is constant in time, the new observations indicate an upper limit on its concentration of 0.8 part per billion. This level is the most stringent upper limit presented to date for the entire Earth-facing hemisphere of Venus. Many intricacies of Venus's dense atmosphere remain puzzling for planetary scientists. The next big breakthrough may arrive when NASA's Da Vinci probe plunges to the planet's surface, which is scheduled to occur in the early 2030s. Da Vinci is an acronym for Deep Atmosphere Venus Investigation of Noble Gases, Chemistry, and Imaging.
In the early 1990s, a spacecraft called Magellan was sent to orbit the cloud-shrouded planet Venus. It had a cloud-penetrating radar to map the surface. In February, a paper was published in the scientific journal Nature Geoscience that reinterpreted this 30-year-old data to make an astonishing discovery. This report from NASA.
Earth and Venus are rocky planets of about the same size and rock chemistry, so they should be losing their internal heat to space at about the same rate. How Earth loses its heat is well known, but Venus's heat flow mechanism has been a mystery. A study that uses three-decade-old data from NASA's Magellan mission has taken a new look at how Venus cools and found that thin regions of the planet's uppermost layer may provide an answer. Our planet has a hot core that heats the surrounding mantle, which carries that heat up to Earth's rigid outer rocky layer, or lithosphere. The heat is then lost to space, cooling the uppermost region of the mantle. This mantle convection drives tectonic processes on the surface, keeping a patchwork of mobile plates in motion. Venus doesn't have tectonic plates, so how the planet loses its heat and what processes shape its surface have been long-running questions in planetary science. The study looks at the mystery using observations the Magellan spacecraft made in the early 1990s of quasi-circular geological features on Venus called coronae. Making new measurements of coronae visible in the Magellan images, The researchers concluded that coronae tend to be located where the planet's lithosphere is at its thinnest and most active. Suzanne Smirker is senior research scientist at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Southern California. She led the study published in Nature Geoscience. She said,
"For so long we've been locked into this idea that Venus's lithosphere is stagnant and thick, but our view is now evolving. Just as a thin bedsheet releases more body heat than a thick comforter, a thin lithosphere allows more heat to escape from the planet's interior via buoyant plumes of molten rock rising to the outer layer. Typically, where there's enhanced heat flow, there's increased volcanic activity below the surface. So coronae likely reveal locations where active geology is shaping Venus's surface today."
The researchers focused on 65 previously unstudied coronae that are up to a few hundred kilometers across. To calculate the thickness of the lithosphere surrounding them, they measured the depth of the trenches and ridges around each corona. What they found is that ridges are spaced more closely together in areas where the lithosphere is more flexible, or elastic. By applying a computer model of how an elastic lithosphere bends, they determined that, on average, the lithosphere around each corona is about 11 kilometers thick. This is much thinner than previous studies suggest. These regions have an estimated heat flow that is greater than Earth's average, suggesting that coronae are geologically active. Smirker added,
"While Venus doesn't have Earth-style tectonics, these regions of thin lithosphere appear to be allowing significant amounts of heat to escape, similar to areas where new tectonic plates form on Earth's seafloor."